morning, Irina.
Good morning.
So this is our CAS intermediate interview. Can you please tell me what did you do in season 3 and 4?
In season 3 and 4, I did Kahani. Then I did my focus group, which is Diraja. And I did IFP as well. Yeah. And service.
And service. So Kahani and the focus group, they are, one is creativity, the other one is service. Yeah. And what did you do for your local service?
So for my local service, I'm in a service where we work with kids from a child care center, and we do like theater reading, drawing with them every Friday.
So have you learned any new things in season 3 and 4 compared with 1 and 2?
I think so, because initially in service it was more about learning about the children, getting to know them. But now that we've like been having so many sessions with them, we've become really comfortable. They recognize us. And I feel like we've been able to learn a lot about how to like, what activities to do, what not to do, based on like what we've seen them like. So now it's actually like really productive when we go and like actually plan a session, because they enjoy it and then we also learn so much.
So have you tried any sports?
Like this season, no. I did Kahani for activity and creativity.
So Kahani can be considered as activity as well?
Yeah.
So is this your first time like trying dance on the stage in public?
Yeah, I did Kalcharama in the beginning of the year. So Kahani was really good to like build up on the same set of skills and everything. So it was fun, and at the same time I was able to continue like dancing like throughout the year.
So in terms of the 7 learning outcomes, can you please make a reflection on the 7 learning outcomes? Like, how do you develop these learning outcomes?
In any activity or not?
In all these 3 areas, creativity, activity, and service.
So I feel collaboration, which is learning outcome 5, has been something that I've learned from almost everything I've done. Because everything I've done has been like, where you're required to work in a team, whether it was Kahani or IFB or everything. So I feel like that's really made me understand how to like work collaboratively so that you actually do what you want to do. And also learning outcome 1 has like definitely helped me a lot from the beginning of the year, because I can see, even when I look back at everything I've done, that I can see that I've learned a lot about myself in the process, like what I enjoy, what I'm good at when I'm working in a group, and like what my contribution can be. So I think those 2 have been like the top ones. And then with IFP, I've had the chance to do learning outcome 3, because we're planning our conference now, which we're going to do at the end of the school year. So that's big and huge, and it's taken so much time and commitment. So like, it's really made me understand what it takes to actually plan something for people you've never met before, and like actually run a whole conference on your own. So I think that's been something I've learned.
Very good. You have plan on yourself. So looking forward, which goals you are going to develop particularly, especially our project week is coming.
Yeah.
So do you have any particular goal that you want to further develop in the project week?
In project week, I think I would like maybe learning outcome 2 was like that I have developed new skills, and like I've challenged myself and learned stuff, because we've put in so much effort into planning it, and now that while planning we had like so many problems throughout the way, and we managed to overcome all that. And I think now when we actually go there and like do our service, do our check and everything, I'm hoping that everything comes together and like we're able to like learn a lot and have a good time together.
Where are you going during
Myanmar? Nepal.
So what's your role in your group? Are you logistics?
I'm logistics, yeah. So, but mainly I've been like coordinating with our service partner. Mm-hmm. So like all the emails and everything, and like planning itinerary, I've been in touch with them.
Mm-hmm. So to be a logistics officer, there are a lot of things to do, like communication, email, back and forth. Do you also in charge of booking hotel and flights?
Booking hotels, yes. So flights somebody else is doing, but the hotels and everything with like the organization in Nepal, I've been like coordinating and doing that.
How do you see this responsibilities. Do other people support you, or you're all done by yourself?
No, I think we've really managed to work together as a group. And even though I like write the emails, we always like think about what I should say before we write it. So we all like work together to actually talk to them, because their English and also is also not the best. So we have to like make sure our language is simple. We're like really clear with what we want. So I think all of us do that, and then we like communicate differently.
So is a service partner one of our like GC corporate?
No, it's an external organization called Three Systems.
Yeah. Okay, thank you, Irina. I wish you a very wonderful project.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay.